Seth Rollins and CM Punk are going to put their differences aside so they can have a dream match. What do you say about that, man? Like, that's how you do business, right?
Yeah, because that's like, it's a storyline in itself. So they wanted to like, hey, might as well make this into a match. Let's do it, you know?
Make some money out of it.
Yeah, there's animosity between them, so you never know.
I don't really want to, like, talk about AEW, but at the same time, it's kind of difficult not to bring it up because it's like CM Punk would still be at AEW right now.
Yeah.
If Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, knew how to put their business aside and focus more on the business end instead of like, I don't even know how they even got to this point, or you know, at that time, I don't even know how it escalated that way, from them reaching out to Punk to sign with AEW, or even to have him at All In,
yeah,
and to not wanting to work with him and all that stuff, and backstage fights for Punk to get fired, you know, and now he's back in WWE. And CM Punk, everybody hates CM Punk. Mm-hmm. And like what you said earlier, it's real life that they're turning it into a story so they can make money out of it. It's kind of like Edge and Matt Hardy, except that was way worse.
That's way worse.
That was way worse. So. But yeah, the fact that we're going to get, is it crazy to you? It's crazy to me, the fact that we're talking about CM Punk, the possibility of him facing Seth freaking Rollins at WrestleMania and also Roman Reigns. It's just crazy how we got here. And I don't know, I'm excited regardless. Do you think we are going to get CM Punk in the main event against Seth freaking Rollins?
Yeah, I think we will. It's kind of a WrestleMania worthy match. It's like you said, like we said, animosity between them. Like, why not do it at the biggest stage of them all?
Right.
And they're just making money off that deal for sure.
First, they're taking advantage of that, man. And with WrestleMania having two nights, it's like, you know, for a fact, CM Punk is going to main event one of them. Seth Rollins deserves to main event one of them. And then the obvious choice, WrestleMania Night 2, is going to be, you know, Roman Reigns. And then the possibility of Cody Rhodes trying to finish the story. So,
yeah.
I have a question. How would you, if you book CM Punk to win the Royal Rumble, would you book him against Seth Rollins or would you book him against Roman Reigns?
Book him at for the Rumble, or if he wins the Rumble.
If you book him to win the Rumble, would you have him face Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins?
I don't know, because it seems like the Roman Reigns one just to have a match, mm-hmm. but for the Rollins is more like personal. I don't know if Seth Rollins actually feels that way now. He just probably just goes along with it. Like, you know what? I'm not actually mad at this dude. Now we're just going along with it, you know? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's more just annoyed by him.
Yeah. I mean, but with Roman Reigns, you know, it's going to be like Roman Reigns is going to win, you know? It's like, you know.
So if you book CM Punk, or so if they book CM Punk to face Roman Reigns, you think Roman Reigns is going to go over?
Yeah, because WWE's still going to be like, well, you did leave us. You know, like in the back of the, you did leave us and
that's talk true. Trash that's about true.
Us. Do I want to be champion? I mean, that'd be a good story. Like, hey, look, he got fired from there. And now he's mm-hmm. here and he beat the, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like a, like either way, it's kind of good and bad, you know, for right. Roman Reigns, like, yeah, he needs to lose it against someone, but like, that'd be kind of cool to lose it against like a former guy that's been an AEW champion, WWE champion, World Heavyweight Champion, ECW Champion.
Right.
You know?
I do like that, though. Like, if Roman, let's just say if Roman does retain the title, I feel like him going against CM Punk would be the best choice then. Because I wouldn't want him to beat Cody Rhodes again, you know? So it's just like, no, I wouldn't want to see that. If Roman Reigns is going to retain, then yes, he should face CM Punk. lose to, beat Punk. And to be honest, if even if we get Punk versus Seth Rollins, what are the chances that what are the chances that he's gonna beat him? So, and also remember, Punk life in gold was to main event WrestleMania. It was never to win WrestleMania. It was never to lose at WrestleMania. It was for him to main event WrestleMania. That is his goal. So regardless, he's gonna get that. Is he gonna get that with Seth Rollins? Is he gonna get that with Roman Reigns? Regardless who he face, I highly doubt that he's gonna win. I feel like if he faces Roman, Roman's gonna win, either win clean or dirty. If he loses to Seth, I feel like Seth is gonna still not walk away as champion. I feel like that's the night that Damian Priest is gonna cash in. So I feel like that's when he's gonna cash in because one, Judgment Day deserves to have that kind of moment, even though it's gonna be more of an impact for Damian Priest. And how awesome would it be for Damian to cash in on Seth Rollins when he did it, at WrestleMania a few years ago as well. It would have been better if it was next year though, because then it would have marked 10 years since the moment Seth Rollins cashed in on Brock Lesnar.
What about this other one? What, like Damian Priest cashing out Roman Reigns? So Roman beat everybody already. Like who else? Like at this point, only person people left he has to beat is CM Punk and like a few other guys that he won't face.
The only way I will be okay with that if he added himself into the match. Not as a clean slate, or unless Judgment Day beats down Roman Reigns. Like Roman Reigns, let's just say he beats CM Punk at WrestleMania and then Judgment Day comes out and beats down the Bloodline, And then Damian cashes in. On Roman like that, it has to be done right. I wouldn't want like a fair match, At the same time, I also want Damian. Like I feel like that's how Damian should do it. Like add himself into the match, so
Interesting.
not have a singles match, because I feel like that would be better. Because I like one of my the reason why I say that is because one of. The Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns, I did enjoy that match. And then Seth Rollins got added to that match. And it's kind of like I want to, it had a great ending. So it was like a great action match with a awesome ending because Seth Rollins got added to it last minute. But I feel like they could have gotten like another 5 minutes to have that moment, like, oh, what if this is a fail cash in? You know what I mean? Like, if they would have gave him like another 5 minutes or even 3 minutes or something like that to have that moment where it's like, oh, what if this is a fail cash in? Seth Rollins gets in the ring, Brock Lesnar FIs him, and then him and Roman are still going at it. And then Seth Rollins get back in the ring or something. I feel like that would have been awesome. But so besides main eventing WrestleMania, is there anybody that you would like CM Punk to face at WrestleMania?
There's a lot of people. Since he left, there's a lot of people that like showed up. I don't know.
Do you
LA
think he
Knight.
deserves to be in the main event this since his return, or do you think he should work for it? It's a
I don't
tough
know,
one.
like it's because it's like kind of like because I don't know because I don't think WWE doesn't care. They do care, but like, hey, look. Like, we signed CM Punk, we're gonna put him in the main event, like I don't know, WWE's petty like that. They'll do
They
that stuff,
changed it. They changed main events before. But yeah, I'm glad that Seth Rollins, CM Punk, they're able to put their differences aside. Obviously, because if they weren't, they wouldn't even be on the same ring. So,
How you do
yeah,
it,
that's how
right?
you do it, baby. Anyways, Before we go on to our top favorite matches of CM Punk ever, let everybody know about our merch, baby.
Yeah, guys, check out our merch store. You know, with the holiday season in full swing, get your loved one, your best friend, your family member, your neighbor, a New Entry Wrestling Podcast t-shirt. We're on Pro Wrestling Tees, and obviously all the money goes to getting us better equipment and stuff like that. So we appreciate your support. But yeah, check us out on Pro Wrestling Tees. Search New Entry Wrestling Podcast.
DJ. Now it is time for our dream matches of CM Punk. These are dream matches that we've been dying to see, or maybe matches that we want to see again, or another, like, because now last time we saw, they wrestled somebody from the Indies, and now we want to see them wrestle in WWE. The real heat between these dream matches that we want to see, and it's just like the possibility that it could happen because CM Punk is back in WWE. So here are our top five dream matches that we want to see CM Punk face. My number five is none other than the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. Too sweet. Though they did face each other back in the past in the indie circus, I feel like they wrestled in Ring of Honor as well. I'm pretty sure they did. But for them to face each other in TNA, at one point, these guys were names somewhere else. AJ Styles made a name in TNA. He made a name for himself in New Japan. CM Punk made a name himself. For himself in the indie circus and Ring of Honor, WWE, AEW, back to WWE. And it's just to see these guys face each other because they were a draw somewhere else. And to face it, like have this match in WWE is just crazy to me. And full circle for them because they wrestled in the indies, they wrestled in Ring of Honor to wrestle in the WWE ring. It's like, it truly shows how great you guys truly are. So that's my number five.
My number five is Cody Rhodes.
Ooh, Cody
They face
Rhodes.
each other? No, they didn't have a chance to face each other.
They face each other during like the Legacy run.
Oh, but it's different. It's like a
Yeah,
different
that's way.
Cody.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But like
It's like.
the American Nightmare versus the Best in the World, we never seen that.
Yeah. So, yeah, Cody Rhodes. Be kind of cool. Who knows? They might face each other at like the Rumble. You never
Triple
know.
threat match.
Oh
Triple
yeah.
threat. Brock, Cody, CM Punk. Would you want to see that?
Not Brock though.
Not Brock. Did I say
Nah.
Brock?
Yeah, he said Brock. I'm like,
I
nah,
meant to say
Brock.
Cody.
Oh yeah, Cody. Yeah.
So Roman, Cody, and CM Punk. Triple threat match.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it would. I would definitely want to see that. But you wouldn't want to see Roman, Brock, and CM Punk, the Paul Heyman guys.
No.
Damn. Not at WrestleMania or just not in general?
Not in general.
Really? Damn, man.
Yeah, I mean, they had their moments. Let somebody else have it, like Cody Rhodes or LA Knight or, you know.
But what do you mean, like, moment? You're going based on like the title, or are you just saying like you don't want to
Yeah,
see that?
because I already we already seen Lesnar and but
Okay, take the
Lesnar and
title away from it. You wouldn't want to see the three top Paul Heyman guys facing each other?
Oh, because we know that CM Punk will get wrecked. He'll be the one getting destroyed in the ring.
But you, regardless, you wouldn't think that's going to be a great match?
No. I mean,
What?
Roman is. I
You
don't know.
don't think Roman, Brock Lesnar, and CM Punk is going to be a great match?
I think it was. Maybe. I think Brock has to be, like, out. Or, like, a quick out or something.
I think you're
I know, it's tough to
overthinking
see.
this.
I know, I
You're
am.
like overthinking this. I don't know why what you're trying to like what direction. I feel like that's gonna be a great storytelling, and I feel like that's gonna be a great match. But yeah, I will say I wouldn't want to see that as like a WrestleMania. It is a WrestleMania match, but I wouldn't want to see it at WrestleMania. Like if
Yeah.
they built that match at SummerSlam, I'll be like, yeah, I feel like that's a good place for it. Not so much for WrestleMania. Unless, especially not for the, for like if it's like a non-title match, I'll be okay with it. If it's a title match, I'll be like, I don't want that as a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
That's just too much. But I will say, I feel like it will be a fantastic match. So, my number four, I gotta go with, oh jeez, sorry. Jey Uso, number four. I'm gonna go with Jey Uso just for I feel like this is here's my thing. It's more of the storytelling. Everybody besides Drew McIntyre has forgive Jey Uso. If we were still at that point of like Sammy's, you know how we're like before Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes were trying to convince Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins that Jay has changed or give him a second chance. If CM Punk would have came back or they would have done that storyline now with Jey Uso, that would have been a perfect pair with CM Punk and Jey Uso. Teaming up together because it's like, hey, you're just like me. Nobody, I just came back. Nobody likes me. Let's team up together and then have them basically how Cody and Jay won the tag team titles. Basically, whatever happened with Jay and Cody, replace Cody with Punk.
Okay.
Like, we're gonna team up because I'm back. Nobody likes me. Nobody wants me here. Nobody likes you because of the things you did to them while you were with the Bloodline. Let's team up together, win the tag team titles, and then eventually split up. Punk turns on Jay. Because then you have the kayfabe, CM Punk showing his true colors, and then you have the new up-and-comer main eventer, babyface, going against the top heel and kayfabe, like, go, like, this is your moment. CM Punk just showed his true colors that he's a snake, he's a backstabber. Get your moment back, get revenge. And I feel like CM Punk would push Jey Uso in that next level. But again, that's like if you would have booked it the way how I just explained it. So that's why I put it on my number four because it's kind of too late for that moment. Everybody likes Jey now. So it's like it's kind of too late, but like that's how I would have booked that story. So yeah, but I still, regardless of the story, I still feel like CM Punk and Jey Uso, that's gonna be like a match to remember.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. For my number four, I say Braun Breaker. I think,
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
I feel like it'd be like a veteran versus rookie. Well, obviously Braun Breaker's been around for like a couple years now. I feel like Braun Breaker needs something to get him out of like he needs to go to the main roster. I think Braun Breaker.
No, because Braun Breaker doesn't need the main roster. NXT needs Braun Breaker.
Yeah,
They need Braun Breaker.
but imagine a match with CM Punk and Braun Breaker like at like New Year's Eve or something, or like some, you know, like some like NXT pay-per-view. That'd be kind of nice. Or like at like, or like what's the other one? Stand and Deliver. Like that'd be kind of now like sold out. Everybody would be like NXT, let's go.
I would book. I like that, but the way I would do it, I would have kind of like I wouldn't say New Year's Eve because that's a television
Right
special.
away. Yeah.
So Stand and Deliver, I would do it there. Have CM Punk and Braun. The only problem is because that's their WrestleMania in a way, right? Because
Yeah,
it's the it's WrestleMania weekend, so it's not their WrestleMania, but it's a big show because it's WrestleMania weekend, and the problem with that one, if they had like a big, let's just say New Year's Evil was a pay-per-view, a premium live event, right? Have CM Punk and Braun Breaker face each other. Punk goes over, and then at WrestleMania, Braun Breaker gets a win over CM Punk. And then that's how you call him in the main roster. So that's like something like that. But I like that. I like that. How would you book him though?
I would do like the thing where it's like the classical story where like the newer guy is trying to break the ranks, and CM Punk is like, hey, Like, I've been wrestling for so long, and like, I'm gonna humble you real quick, kid. So it's more like that kind of story, like the rookie. No, he's not a rookie, but like the young guy. It's like the Austin Theory it was going, the way Austin Theory was going, but like
He
actually,
could
like,
disrespect CM Punk.
yeah, he could be like,
They,
I don't
yeah.
care for your, I don't care for
Yeah.
you, I don't care for your wife, like things like that, like
Yeah.
crazy stuff.
He could do
Like,
something that the
I want you to
AEW
come
should
to
have done.
NXT. Yeah, like, I want you to come to NXT and actually fight me. Because you hug my girl, too. Because Cora Jade's his girl, so that'd be kind of like.
Ooh. Oh, yo. Them two versus CM Punk and AJ Lee. Oh, man.
I'll be. I think
Oh.
Cora Jade will pass out if she found out about that. She's like,
I don't
I have
even
to face
think
who?
she'd be able to wrestle, bro. I don't even think she'd be able to wrestle. She's gonna forget
No, she,
everything.
like,
Oh man. That
yeah.
that's a that's actually a dream. That's a, like a fantasy match where
Yeah,
it's just like
exactly.
something you don't even think about.
Just even AJ Lee coming back to WWE will be like, imagine hearing a song, you'd be like freaking out, like, oh my God.
How if AJ Lee comes back, what brand would you put her in, and who would you have her come out to like face first?
I think she should be on the same show as Punk. It'd be easier that way.
But
Becky
Punk has
Lynch.
that Brock Lesnar contract, so he doesn't he's not like a Cody Rhodes or Seth Rollins where he's going to be on television every week.
Becky Lynch.
So Becky Lynch Raw. So
Yeah.
Becky's in the ring and then AJ Lee comes out. Interesting. Ooh. And that's another dream match that you don't really
Yeah.
think about. CM Punk, AJ Lee versus Seth Rollins and Becky. Man. Gosh, I want to see that so freaking badly. Becky Two Cheeks and then AJ Lee. AJ Lee was like the first WWE superstar that I've truly fell in love with. Everyone else, it was more like I'm attracted to you because you're hot. But then AJ Lee had the crazy eyes on television, so maybe that's why I fell in love with her so crazy. She was
Like
playing a
crazy.
crazy she ha she was playing a crazy character.
Yeah, she was.
So maybe that's a, you know, damn, maybe that's why I fell in love with her. Those crazy eyes, they trapped me. It's not the first time I fell in love with a crazy girl. So I got trapped by their eyes.
Wow.
Oh man. All right, well, what number are we on?
You're number three.
Number three. Ooh, wee. My number three is none other. Oh, no, wait, where'd it go? See, I was gonna say my number three was gonna be Seth freaking Rollins, but that's more of a possibility. And I'm trying, same with Cody Rhodes. And so the one match I put, I try to be more like outside of the box. And one of them is, like I said, Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. So I removed them from my list and I put Dominic Mysterio.
It's happening.
It's the match is gonna happen, but it's not so much of the match I care for, it's more of the story. I want him to bring up what happened back then. You know, the story of, but at the same time, it was just like it's not gonna work. CM Punk will have to turn heel. They will have to team like join forces to go up against, you know, Rey Mysterio. But it would be cool to for Punk to be on the other side of don't you ever disrespect your father, because that's how, because now, because CM Punk knows how it feels now.
Yeah.
You know, even though Jungle Boy is not his son, but he knows how to be disrespected by a younger person by you. And so for Don to do that to his own dad, and that's his dad, CM Punk is gonna be like, no, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna take that from Jungle Boy, Cape, you know, obviously, but I'm not gonna have you do that to your own father. I know what I did in the past, but I'm trying to change. And if you're not gonna respect your dad, I'm gonna beat it out of you, kind of deal.
Yeah.
And it would kind of like twist, you know, do in with Don, Dom, dude, we went to Survivor Series. Those boos for Dominic Mysterio, that's legit. That is,
Yeah, he got go away heat.
you know how people were saying that they're adding audio to Dominic? That is BS.
No, that's we're booing the knock out of him.
I didn't had I could I didn't even had a chance to boo. Everybody else booed before. I was just like, I couldn't even hear myself boo.
Hard. It was like loud.
It
You're
was
like,
loud.
yeah,
He
this is
has
not
actual heat. He has
yeah.
Roddy Piper back,
X-Pac, you know?
Roddy Piper heat back in the day.
Or nuclear heat, like you don't want him to be in the ring. Like, stop wrestling.
Like no,
He's
like
that good.
oh my gosh.
I don't think he could be ever a fa face again. It'd be hard for him to be a face.
For Dominic, no, he can't. He's done. He
No.
can't be a face anymore. It
Like, he's
would
one of
not
those
work.
characters where like you have to be a heel now forever.
Yeah.
Nobody cared about him when he was a face. When he was a face, like, ah, Dominic. Oh, he's a race, son.
The only way people would take him serious as a face is that Rey Mysterio has to be completely retired. He needs to be, and somebody would have to like disrespect Rey Mysterio when he is retired, and I feel like that's the best time for Dom to turn face to honor. Like, it's like, hey man, I know what I did to my dad, but at that time my dad was an active wrestler. My dad's retired now. That's not cool. I feel like that's the best time for Dom to turn face, but I mean, we still I feel, I mean, hopefully Rey could still go after this knee surgery. But you know, it's gonna, I feel like that's gonna be a long time if he's still able to go after that knee surgery. Ray still has a lot in him. And but yeah, like Dom and CM Punk, that's my number three, right? For dream matches. But again, it's more of the story, and it's more of like how I would book it. And that's the problem. I feel like they're just gonna be like, here you go. And it's just like, man, my booking seems better.
Yeah, it does, right? So my number three would be Carmelo Hayes. I think Carmelo Hayes has that talent, especially I think he's gonna move to the main roster. I think they announced it. He's gonna go to
Yeah.
SmackDown or something. So I'll be a perfect opponent for CM Punk eventually. I'm not saying like all these matches are gonna happen like this year coming up.
Right. It's just,
Over
it's your
over
matches that you want to see.
Yeah. Like it might people because I think we're not thinking like, oh, it's all gonna happen this WrestleMania, this Backlash. It might happen like SummerSlam next year, you know? But Carmelo Hayes, I think he has what it takes, obviously if he stays around and they
Right.
keep him around long enough, where he's like he has that character where he could go one on one with Punk and be like a really good match.
Yeah.
I
Oh
don't know.
yeah. And that's a match
And they both
where
have that they both have the talk. So they could talk each other out, you know? Like they have that like trash talk with each other where it's gonna be like, you wanna see this match, like you know.
And CM Punk is Carmelo Hayes. He is definitely the next generation. He's definitely the next. I wouldn't say he's the next top, like the top guy, but like the next John Cena. I don't think he's the next John Cena, but he
That's hard
is.
to beat.
But he's definitely the next Seth Rollins, the next Shawn Michaels, the Bret Hart. He's that generation. He's that next guy. He's not the next Roman Reigns, the next Hogan. He's not. He's just the next Bret Hart and you know, those kind of level guys. And nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that. Clearly, look at Seth freaking Rollins. Look at Bret Hart. Look at, well, if you don't go to WCW. But
Wow.
yeah. And you know, look at Shawn Michaels. So but yeah, like I feel the top guy would be Bron Breakker. He's the obvious choice, but I feel like if given the right opportunity, he could be the guy. So, but Carmelo Hayes, that's the nice choice. I like that. But for that one, I don't really see a story. It doesn't really need a story. That one's more of like who's a better wrestler.
Yeah. And they could talk each other, like I said, they could trash talk each other really well.
Yeah. It doesn't really
You see
need
them.
like a story. They just like who's a better wrestler, kind of like a Punk and Jericho kind of match. the true, like, if you truly are the best in the world, then you gotta beat me. And you know, something that's, especially when they're both baby faces, and that's one of those matches where it's like they could both be baby faces. They none nobody needs to be a heel. It obviously it'd probably be better if one of them was a heel, but just a dream, like that's how much of a dream match that could be, where it's just like, here you go, we're gonna give you this match. Doesn't need a build up. So, oh man, what was that number?
That was my number three, so your number two is next.
Where's my sheets? Yeah. All right, my number two. I got none other than Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, it's just one of those. It goes back to the Shields. Because Punk didn't want Roman. He wanted Chris Hero, Cassius Ohno at the time. And so that's like a nice build up right there, a nice story. And the fact that the moment, because Roman could technically thank Punk for leaving, because if he didn't leave, he probably would have not gotten the opportunities that he got in.
Yeah, it's true.
He main events at so many WrestleManias, you know, main events at so many pay-per-views, defeated The Undertaker, defeated Cena, defeated Brock Lesnar, defeated Triple H. So that's just a nice story. And Roman is where he's at because of CM Punk going to Vince and saying, hey, what about having a faction that helps me retain my title? And because of that, because of those words, Roman is where he's at right now. And CM Punk could throw that in his face.
You'd be like, hey, I made you.
Yeah.
You're the reason why you're a guy. Otherwise, you'd be just be some other, you'd just be on FCW or something. Or
Yeah,
something.
you probably would have still been there, or you probably would have been, you wouldn't even be Roman Reigns. You would have been something else. You would have never, probably, you probably would have flopped. You probably would have showed up as a single guy and not be part of the group. And
Because I think if he went by himself with his mic skills at the time, he would not be any, he would have bought, been released like,
no,
either been
yeah.
in the indies right now or I don't know, do something else, you know?
He would not be where he's at right now.
Yeah, so be
If
like,
it
I,
was for
you're
that.
well, he's like, you're welcome.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, and besides the fact that it's, I feel like this match will be like a Triple H and Stone Cold Steve Austin kind of feud. That's how I, like I see when I hear the CM Punk and Roman Reigns, that's how I look at it. Like I pictured like this rivalry, the match is gonna like be similar to like a Stone Cold and Triple H kind of match. And that being said, it should be a WrestleMania, but it doesn't have to be. So very excited for that one. It's gonna happen. Like that's the problem. It's like all these matches, like you said, Dom and CM Punk, that match is gonna happen in a live event. But it's more, for me, it's more of the story of it. Like I want them to mention the, like if when CM Punk faces AJ Styles, I want them to mention like they faced each other in Ring of Honor, they faced each other in the Indies, now they're facing each other in the WWE ring. Like Punk, you know what I mean? Like that's what I want to hear. I want that kind of story. I don't just want to be like, hey guys, next week, AJ Styles versus CM Punk. I don't, like, I'll be happy with it, but it's more of the storytelling for me. You know, that's like, because it's like, it's WWE, you know? Sometimes it's like, that's where the money is at, is the story. So, but, I don't know where we're, what was going on? You're number two?
Okay, yeah, my number two is gonna be L.A. Knight.
You know that one's gonna be fire, man.
Oh yeah.
That one doesn't even need to be a match. That's just like, hey man, here's 5 minutes. Here's a rap. That's a rap battle right there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet too. And obviously, LA Knight. I think if that happens, I think LA Knight will go over to give him a little more credibility. Yo, I beat a former world champion. You know, let's make me champion finally. Let's get it done. You know.
Do
You need
so.
something.
How would you book LA Knight and CM Punk? Would you book that? Would that be like a WrestleMania match for you if you booked, if you were able to book the story?
I would, but not this WrestleMania, next WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, for
Hopefully.
sure.
If CM Punk makes it that far, hopefully, knock on wood, right?
Yeah,
But it'll
right.
be like, at that time, it doesn't have to be a championship match either. It'd just be more like it's more of respecting, like, hey, I'm the mega star, you're the greatest in the world, best in the world. Let's see who's the better guy. You
Right.
know, they were both in TNA, I think Eli, LA Knight was mostly made his name in TNA. And
Impact
CM Punk,
Wrestling,
yeah,
Global
Impact
Force.
Wrestling, yeah.
Yeah.
But
But
CM
CM
Punk,
Punk
like,
didn't
he's
really made a name for himself. So the thing is with that one, that's not so much of like two guys from different companies.
yeah.
Cause it cause you cause remember that that's E that's Eli Drake, not LA Knight.
Yeah.
So but I mean, don't get me wrong, that's a dream match of its own, and that's more like a CM Punk and The Rock kind of vibe, or CM or
Yeah.
Stone Cold versus The Rock kind of vibe. So that's definitely like something to look forward. And again, are you more excited of them going back and forth on the mic or on the ring action?
For me, I think it would be more of the mic. That'd be kind of more fun. It'd be kind of more, it'd be like, yeah, let's do it, let's fight. That kind of thing, So I don't know. Yeah, the fight would be cool, but the mic skills would be probably better. Like, that's where they make their bread and butter, on the
Right.
mic skills.
Because that and that's gonna be the I feel like that's gonna be like the most entertaining. Don't get me wrong, I feel like the match is gonna be good itself, but the entertaining and where the money's at is them going back and forth with each other on the mic, dissing
Yeah.
each other. Yeah. But before we go on to our number one ever, let them know about our merch and where to find us, baby.
Yeah, you guys could check out our merch store on Pro Wrestling Tee, search New Anti Wrestling Podcast, get your shirts. We're trying to add more gear in the future, but we're just trying to come up with designs, so we'll let you know. And also, but it's all in the link tree below. Link tree on our main page. You just go on there. You could check our socials on there, and then the Pro Wrestling Tees is on there as well, so it's right in the link tree, so it's easy to find, and you can follow us on everything else too, whatever you guys are watching this on. But yeah.
All right, Ever, do you want to give them your number one or should I?
Oh, we both should. I could go first, and we could keep going, like yours and mine.
I know,
Or
but
mine.
I'm saying, do you want to go give them your number one first or me?
I'll go first.
All right, go ahead with your number one.
My number one is Gunther.
Oh,
Yeah.
please tell.
I mean, that match, I mean, obviously, like Gunther is a bit, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, but CM Punk has more experience. And then Gunther, I think right now his reign as IC champion is really good, but I need something to go over a little bit more.
He needs a
And
main
him going,
eventer.
exactly. So that's where CM Punk comes in, where like CM Punk is that multiple time world champion. CM Punk has never been Intercontinental champion, right?
He has.
Oh yes, but okay, but like still, like he wants to like get that title back. Like he
Yeah,
doesn't
I
look
mean, yeah,
for.
he could go. He could still challenge him. You know, for the title or even without the title, but yeah, I feel like yeah, that would be a great match. I feel personally, I feel like Randy Orton deserves another opportunity at the IC title,
Yeah, that'd be kind of funny
but
though.
you know, yeah, but CM Punk is not a bad choice,
Right.
and but who are you? Who will go over that match?
I'll say Gunther.
Ah, Gunther.
Because CM Punk has done everything, so I think feel like some of these other guys I selected should go
Except
over.
main event WrestleMania. Oh!
Yeah, right. Yeah. But Gunther at and CM Punk at WrestleMania would be kind of fire though.
Yeah. But will you, so will you book CM Punk and Gunther besides this year's WrestleMania? Like, would you book that match at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I would, or like if they go international. So no, next year we know Gunther can't travel because he got the visa, so he
Right.
can't leave the U.S. But like if they do, let's say they do a show in 2024, let's say towards the end of the year in like whatever in the U.K. or Vienna, Austria. Oh, that'd be kind of fire. He's from Austria or Italy or so, I don't know, like any other country that's in Europe or whatever. That'd
Right.
be kind of a cool match to be down there, because then Gunther is an international, and then CM Punk is the Nash, the world, best in the world. Why does not prove it against a guy that's like been he beat what the UK championship and then the Intercontinental championship records. Like that's kind of like the match you're like, oh, I want to face the best in the world, and he's one of the best in the world, you know.
Right. Yeah, I feel like that would be a nice match for Gunther, and especially like elevate him. But I personally, just going based on the IC title, I would say the best choice. What annoys me about Gunther and his IC title is like, why is he not defending the title against former IC champions like Kofi Kingston? So, Shelton Benjamin was, before he got released. Dolph Ziggler. It was like there's a handful of people that Gunther could have faced, and he has never like he never faced them. So it's, but CM Punk is definitely those guys. Even though he didn't have a long IC title reign, but CM Punk is still like he's not a bad choice for Gunther, and especially to take him more serious in that main event status, because I don't understand. Why the IC title is the title that here you go, and if you do well with this title, you're either gonna get an opportunity at the title at the world title. You may not win the world title, but at least you're somebody that okay. If we need to put the title on somebody, we're able to trust you, and then you're more like a backup choice. But if you're drawing money as the as the mid-card title, then obviously we're definitely gonna put the world title on you. They need another mid-card title where it's like for the actual mid-card guys. And they need where it's like, okay, you go from tag team to this mid-card title, and then this mid-card to like this cold main event title to the main event title. That's what they need. So, and I they kind of had it that way. They switched it off with the IC title and the United States title. It'll be one moment, okay, the IC title is the co-main event and the United States title is the mid-card, and then they'll switch it. So right now it's like they don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, they don't.
but so far they're doing pretty well with the IC title. But my number one is none other than Kevin Owens. Seth Rollins is technically my number one, but like I said, that's more of a hype. It's most likely gonna happen, and I'm trying to pick names that's like trying to be outside of the box. Even though Kevin Owens, I'm pretty sure is like a few people's dream matches, but it's my number one, just because I feel like. Kind of similar to the LA Knight, the back and forth mic, and the match itself will be fantastic. And CM Punk and Kevin Owens had a little issue back in the day in the indie circus or back in Ring of Honor. Nothing too serious. But the way how I would book this match is something. Basically, something similar to Kevin Owens and Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 38. Have the Kevin Owens show, CM Punk comes out, the special guest, and then they have a wrestling match. That's literally how I would book it.
That'd be ideal to you.
Yeah, that would be like my ideal booking for them to be in the ring, go back and forth on the mic, and then for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. All right, cool. No more talking. Let's fight. Ring the bell and wrestle for like 15, 20 minutes. Doesn't have to be a WrestleMania match. It'd be cool. For that, if let's just say like the whole Stone Cold Steve Austin never happened, and they would have done that for Punk, I would have won that at WrestleMania. But since it already happened with Stone Cold Steve Austin, I wouldn't mind it happening at WrestleMania, but then if it would happen at WrestleMania, I wouldn't have Kevin Owens face CM Punk. I would have Kevin Owens do a. So let's like the surprise thing. Like, oh my gosh, CM Punk actually showed up for the Kevin Owens show. I would have Kevin Owens versus CM Punk, right? But if it was building up to WrestleMania, I wouldn't want Kevin Owens versus CM Punk. So at the show, right? I would tell CM Punk, like, hey, I know you were probably expecting to fight me after this. You are gonna fight, just not me. And then the glass shatters. Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out. And then it's Stone Cold versus CM Punk, and Kevin Owens is the special guest referee. Boom, money right there. Booking. Tell me that's not fire, man.
That'd be pretty fire, though. Yeah,
So,
that
you know
would
what I
be good.
mean? Tell me that's not fire. That'd
Oh,
just be
yeah.
like, whoa, what just happened?
How did this
Yeah,
happen?
like how did we just get here? How do we go from the Kevin Owens show with CM Punk as a special guest to, okay, CM Punk is gonna face Kevin Owens at WrestleMania, and then what? Kevin Owens is bringing Stone Cold Steve Austin as his second special guest, and then they're gonna face each other. Woo
Yeah.
wee! But I would like to see Kevin Owens versus CM Punk, and rather where it happens, that's gonna be my WrestleMania match. If it happens
Okay.
on Raw and all that stuff, SmackDown, I hope it does it. I hope it happens in a premium live event. It'd be better for me if I could watch it live. But we'll see where it takes. A lot of dream matches for CM Punk to face. And we just gave you our top five. And yeah, very excited. So, anything else you want to say ever before we wrap up this show?
No, just the year's over almost. I can't believe it's over. It's crazy
What a
how the year went.
2023. I can't wait for
Oh, yeah.
2024.
Oh, yeah.
Future episodes, still looking forward, and we still got the award show for next year. Yeah. Well, Everett, take us home.
Right, listeners and viewers, this will be it for this episode. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Doo doo doo.